Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
Now, people, as we were saying, come to the ploughing for various reasons, and a small number might be here to find love, which can be difficult if you're a farmer or live in a rural area. Mairead Lachman is a matchmaker and founder of The Farmer Wants a Wife. Mairead, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Not too bad. I suppose if you're, we'll just use the example of a farmer, but, you know, and farmers tend to work alone and, you might be
isolated in rural Ireland, yes.
Tinder isn't really going to, or some farmer version of Tinder isn't going to work. Really,
it isn't really. One, the radius of the amount of people you're actually going to get if you decide to swipe right or left. And also then as well, your internet connection very often is a problem in Ireland. So you're coming up with a number of different issues.
Yes, I'm a bachelor because I have no broadband.
Yeah, exactly.
So plus also, I suppose, rural Ireland is, because in cities and towns you can kind of rate people and, oh, they like the bands I like and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But rural Ireland's more about
Absolutely.
People you know in the physical world.
Well, that's, first of all, you're probably going to know people because the community is a lot smaller. Second of all, you might be related to them, so that's definitely knocking it out. You don't want to meet your cousin on Tinder. But look, I suppose one of the things I do is The Farmer Wants a Wife. We match people from all walks of life all over Ireland. But as I said, one of them is The Farmer Wants a Wife, so that's why we're down at the ploughing today. We do a number of different things. One, we have events. Our next event is on the 8th of October in Westmeath. So if anybody goes on to thefarmerwantsawife.ie, all information is on that. We ran a similar event in May and we had over 400 people at it.
Right.
And we had...
It's in Moat you have these?
In Moat, yes.
Is it always in Moat?
Well, we've had it in the Well in Moat for the last two events, but absolutely, if anybody wants us to host events anywhere in Ireland, we're always happy to host them. But it was a huge success and we had hundreds of successful matches at that event that night. So we said we'd absolutely do it again, and when better than on the 8th of October straight after the ploughing championships,
right.
You know?
Well, why not? So explain, and those events, how does it work?
So that night is a night of dating and dancing. So we have bands there for the evening. We give each person that comes a number. And so in case you don't want to give someone out your name, it can be kind of private that way. And we also give them a dance card so they can fill it in. So like the real old-fashioned, traditional way.
Nice. Yeah.
And so they can put down the person's name that they would like to, or the number that they would like to meet again. And, you know, we have a little box they can tick to say they'd be happy to pass it on to that person. But the last night, after the last event, we had over 260, I think it was, phone numbers passed on the next day. And many of those have gotten in contact with us in the meantime to say that they've met up again, they're in long-term relationships, they're going out with each other. So it's great. It's a fantastic way to meet. And look, it's not just farmers. It's people that would like to meet farmers, possibly someone that would like to meet a country person. And, you know, I suppose it's important to say I don't just do matchmaking for farmers. I meet people from all walks of life. Another aspect we have for farmers is one-to-one matchmaking. Mm. So I actually meet people all over Ireland for private consultations. I meet with them, talk to them about their own life, what type of person they would like to meet, and I then arrange all aspects of their dates. So I'd have a lot of clients in Dublin that would have nothing to do with farmers.
Yeah.
But we'd also have people as far as Donegal. I'm actually the matchmaker at the Ardra Matchmaking Festival up there the first week in November. So really, if anybody goes onto our website, lovehq.ie, they will see all the different ways and different ways that they might be more comfortable meeting people.
Now, on that point, on the personalised service,
yes,
someone can come to you and say, yeah, this is the kind of person I want to go out with. I want Kim Kardashian. Now, what do you do in that instance to kind of talk them down off the ledge a bit?
Yeah, well,
you know?
Normally what I do is I remind them, first of all, that they're Irish.
Yeah.
So they, you know, may not be the equivalent gorgeous hunk of a man or lady, let's say, that would like to meet Kim Kardashian. Really what I do is I talk to them about their needs. Very often I find this people that come to me that have never had a relationship. You have to remember, you know, nobody taught us how to date. Nobody taught us what to do and put ourselves out there. There's people that might be a little bit shyer. I also have, we'll say, business people that might have sometimes up to a couple of hundred staff members even working in their business. And so therefore they don't want to put themselves on Tinder and run the gauntlet of possibly working with the person they're going to be going on a date with. So I filter out all of that for them. I listen very carefully then to things like if they want to have children. That's a hugely important question, depending on what age group. And really, if anybody's listening there today, I'd say come to us sooner rather than later. It's easier to match the people on the lower end of the age scale. But like, we meet people from all walks of life. I got a phone call there 3 weeks ago from a guy I actually met the ploughing last year and have since set him up, and they're expecting their first baby.
Ah,
so it's great.
Yeah.
You know, with such good success stories, and it's that stuff that really gets us, you know, happy about what we do.
Yeah, and can you help people who... whose social skills mightn't be the best, who mightn't be
yes.
good at flirting or chatting people
Absolutely.
Up or that kind of stuff?
What I've started doing lately is I actually do date coaching and helping people. I've seen a lot of people making the same mistakes. Very often people are single. One, they don't get to meet people outside their own social circle. But also some people are a little bit shyer, especially when it comes to dating. You can get a little bit of stage fright. So I really work with people, help them to kind of develop their skills, make them a little bit more comfortable. Like anybody that's out there that would like to meet somebody, I would say to them, make sure you're going on at least one date a month. And the reason I say that is if you run a marathon straight off and haven't trained for it, you're not going to be successful in that.
Hmm.
Whereas if you go out dating every now and again, you're not going to be as, we'll say, it's not going to be as big a deal, we'll say. So you'll be a lot more relaxed. You'll be a lot more natural yourself. And it is building up a bit of confidence. And very often what I find is the most amazing people come to me. They're so successful in their business, their career, their life, but have very little confidence in themselves or their
yeah.
self-image and how they think people see them. And like, this is crazy. And then I meet people that I sometimes have to say, you know, you kind of have to tone it down a little bit, that they're like, arrive in like they're, you know, on a stage and have this big performance. So look, I meet people from all walks of life, of
yeah.
all ages, all over Ireland. If there's anybody looking to find love, I would say come to our website, lovehq.ie, and get in contact.
And when people come to see you, you usually get them to dress the way they would on a date.
Yes.
And now what does that tell you about them?
Well, as I said, we meet people from all walks of life. We had, this really boiled down to one incident where one particular day I turned up to consultation and the gentleman in question was a farmer. We won't say they're all like this because some of them are very, very sharply dressed. Mm. But one gentleman was after coming straight from the milking powder parlour and let's just say one of his cows had a little bit of an accident on him. So I made a little rule, and poor Holly in the office is blue in the face saying, please turn up to the consultations dressed as if you would be ready to go on a date. But I've had people turn up to consultations in three-piece suits and gorgeous dresses, you name it. People
okay,
are
well, that's more. And do you even go to the book? Because a fella could, you know, say, yes. I don't even know where you'd go on a date or what constitutes a date or what's appropriate, say,
that's
as a
it.
First date. Do you go to the pictures? Do you go for dinner? Do you
that's
just
it.
Go for coffee?
Well, what I do when I'm talking to people for their consultation, I really do get to know them and also what their comfort level are. You know, some people I meet, they're extremely chatty and I think, you know, those two people are so chatty that if they went for dinner, they'd probably end up talking all night. Regularly happens.
Mm.
Also, you might meet people that are a little bit quieter or maybe a little less used to dating. I might say, go for a coffee, but I'll send them somewhere nice that they might be able to go for a nice walk, that they might be, that there's a restaurant nearby that they can go in there for a bite to eat. So it really does depend on people's comfort levels, on, you know, their social skills, and basically they're really what they're comfortable with.
Yeah, presumably you have to take geography into account as well. You can't
oh,
have
absolutely.
She's from Donegal, he's from Kerry.
Absolutely.
Kind of thing.
Some people are very open, but then I have to be careful. Obviously, I'm responsible for both sides. So I've, you know, a duty of care to both sides mm. of the matching. So I will only match people up that I genuinely think would be interested in meeting each other. So yeah, geography does come into it. Although I'm in Donegal 1 week, Cork, Limerick, Kilkenny, meeting people all over the place.
Mm.
But sometimes, you know, geography does come into it. The very odd time, though, I will say to someone, you've specifically asked for a particular type of person and he's maybe a half an hour outside your comfort zone, but I really think you should meet them. So,
yeah.
You know, really, I do have to use my discretion there.
What are the oldest people you've had come in?
The oldest person I had was 83. Yes, they're very nice. We meet people from all ages. Like, really, there is no love limit on love, you know? If I look at my own grandparents, they're both in their late 80s, early 90s. And when you see the two of those together, you really can't, you know, close off somebody for love. So we did a bit of work. It took us a little while.
Yeah.
And we met the gentleman in question. He said he would really like to meet somebody. So we put it out on our Facebook. Has anybody got a grandmum or a grandmother or a grandfather that would like to be set up in this the area and everything? And we ended up sending them on a few dates. So it's love is love. It doesn't
That's
matter
great,
really.
Yeah.
You know?
Mairead, thanks a million for coming into us today.
To
Mairead Lachman there, founder of The Farmer Wants a Wife. We're going to take a break after that. Mairead Lowry.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.